get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with me, Ashley Burgess, on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. If you just go to iHeart.com, you click in KLIF, and there you go, Perspectives Live. Here we are. So we've had a really great show so far. I mean, you know, I want to stress one thing. You know, we have that difficulty seeing what needs to be changed a lot of times. And, you know, and then we're changing it, and we're dealing with the changes because we dealt with it. We've kept it around in the first place because it was so comfortable. It was so normal. We were used to it, no matter what it is. And you ask, you know, why would I keep a woman, for example, in my life when she's mentally abusive or angry all the time or what have you? And it's like, ding, ding, ding. You know, what do we have for him, Johnny? You know, well, we got upbringing issues, right? And for the most part, everything we allow in our lives, especially the not-so-good borderline nasty stuff kind of stuff, is because we're used to it. You know, we were raised around it, and we recognize it to be true, or at least our truth, right? Our truth. And I think Dr. Mario actually spoke about the whole idea of how we make our own truths. But it's our truth, it's our life, and we don't really see anything odd about it because it's normal. You know, some might say it's their own private Idaho, honestly. You know, others might say that it's Texas annexed from the United States, you know, and you know, that's a possibility. You never know. I mean, I've read some articles on it. Just kidding. Well, you never know. There are some people out there that are proponents of it. But, you know, a lot of times we deal with this, and sometimes we also deal with issues because we're still fighting issues with our family. And we're going to talk about more of that in the next few weeks because that is really important, because sometimes we can have arguments with our mom or dad, the people that raised us, and those situations, those arguments, those, they're kind of embedded, and we kind of act those issues out with other people all the time, and we don't even realize it. And it's not until, it's like, you know, I'm sure that y'all have heard, you've probably been in arguments with people that you kind of sit back and you go, they're not even arguing with me. I don't even know why they're arguing with me. I don't even know why they're upset with me. Well, it's probably not you. It's something that was either, you know, tagged in, or their mind kind of went that direction, or you reminded them of something, or someone, or you said something that reminded them. You know, worthiness is so important. We talked about that with the Burgess 7. We talked about that tonight with Mario as well. And that is important. If you feel that you're worthy, and you're worthy of having a happy life and having a good life and having good things around you and having people that care, and you give back as well, and you care and you do this is good. Because when we feel unworthy, there's nothing you can do to change that. You have to do that from the inside. When I meet with clients and I deal and I try to tackle that issue, that's the hardest issue to tackle. Because they've had this broken record, and I think I talked about this on like the 10th show. The 10th perspective show is the idea of the broken record that I was talking about how when you keep thinking the same thing over and over again, and they can be nasty, negative comments, and it just keeps going on in your head, eventually you don't hear that record anymore. Eventually you just act out because of what you subconsciously know. You don't even know why you're doing it anymore. And I mean, that's in actually my blog. I actually blogged about that a while back on liveyourtruelife.org. And I have a lot of writings on that because that's very important, because once we can get to that record and figure that out, we can write a new record. We can put a new one. We can put a new record on there, you know? So next week, we're going to be talking about finding your purpose, right? Not your porpoise. You can go to the marine. You can go to the aquarium anytime you want. But looking for your purpose, your life's purpose. You know, what is that? A lot of times people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I have no idea. Everybody supposedly has a purpose. I don't get it. Well, you know, we all have a purpose, and we can decide if we want to like get in there and figure it out, or we can decide if we don't. But once we figure out kind of where our purpose is, like the whole game changes. Like everything changes. And I can't stress this enough, is that I have seen clients working with me that once we find their purpose, alcohol and drugs and all this stuff, they just kind of goes by the wayside, because they realize if they don't quit this stuff, or if they don't put an end to this stuff, they're never going to have their purpose. They're never going to get to what they want to do, because they finally seen for the first time in their life what they actually love to do. And they realize that they will do it no matter at all cost. So we're going to be starting to talk about that next Sunday, and that's going to start many, many shows. Lots of shows about purpose. So we're going to have the Purpose Perspective series beginning next Sunday, as well as I want to tell everybody to have a lovely 4th of July, because you deserve it. You know, it's Independence Day. There's going to be some fireworks on the 3rd and the 4th, and I'm sure around that whole entire period of time. And think about things and put things into perspective. And when you put things into perspective from where other people are living and there are other in their situations and the lives they've gone through, you can sometimes start understanding why people do things. You might not love it and you might not like it, but at least you can understand maybe why they are acting out a certain way. So with that in mind, I hope everybody has a good July 4th, as well as the fact that we'll be talking about purpose next week. And remember your worthiness. You're a worthy person. You know, heck, you're listening to this show. You got to be pretty good people. You know, I'm just telling you, you're probably good people. So keep it here. Check out the website, liveyourtruelife.org. And guess what? Be back next Sunday and can't wait to hear your perspective. Take care and have a lovely night.
Spring is about renewal, and that includes your skin. Refresh yourself and look your best with Skintastic's pre-summer solution specials. Is your skin looking and feeling a bit dull? The elements are harsh on our delicate skin, and the Texas dry heat takes its toll on our complexion, resulting in fine lines and wrinkles. Do you have large pores or acne scarring? Skintastic has the solution. Erase fine lines and wrinkles, reduce acne scarring and large pores, and look fresh with a DOT CO2 laser treatment. For a limited time, you can receive a complimentary treatment of your neck area when you buy a full face CO2 laser treatment at Skintastic. That's over $750 in savings. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his team of licensed estheticians and medical professionals at Skintastic will take excellent care of you. Inquire about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano. Or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.